Am I in the air?
Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
Don, I got you.
Don, I Do I have everybody's Sunday attention night. Now?
You put them cameras on me, then you must be willing to get that heart touch. This a must-see feeling. The news ain't good, then it must be villain. So I say a tag grounded, I don't trust these ceilings. Spread across your nose, and I'm on your ear. Highest necks on the cloud, am I in the air? Sunday nights, round time, I flex my bed of Voltron. Transform to DX Don, mega and off-scene. You probably think I'm nice, cause I flow like a stream to your wireless device. And the smoke full of steam on any given night, how short like a piece of any given slice. And for the latest and what is best about, I tune in and tune the rest out, Don. You gotta tell them, am I in the clear? Is this thing gone? Am I on the air? On the air?
Well, what is going down, everybody? Welcome back to another brand new edition of Am I on the Air? My name is Don Mega, and I'm your host, and I'm so happy that you're here to join me once again to get caught up with all the latest and the greatest when it comes to entertainment news, television, movies, reviews, non-spoiler. You come right here to Am I on the Air on a week-to-week basis. We get you caught up with everything on entertainment news. So this is the podcast to come to if you want to know what is hot in television and movies. It's season 26. It's episode 16. Tonight's show is titled Vengeance is Golden. We're, of course, going to be covering the news in the last 7 days, April 26th through May 2nd. So everything that's happened in those time period is what we're breaking down. Got a couple movies to talk about, a couple TV shows, and then, of course, we'll get into the news of the week. So strap on in and let's get her going. We're going to start off with the new theatrical release that I saw over the weekend. A movie I was very, very excited to go see and walked out being like, meh. And that is the new film, Sisu. Interesting movie, man. Didn't know really anything about this film until about a month ago. The Red Band trailer dropped. And it was actually our boy Peeps. He had saw the trailer and said, hey, did you guys see the Sisu trailer? And I was like, what the fuck is that? Like, what is he talking about? What's a Sisu? So I looked it up and I watched the Red Band trailer and I was floored. Floored. I loved it. I was like, holy shit. This is like John Wick in the 40s, right? Like fighting Nazis. And that's basically what this movie is, man. This is about a character who is searching for gold, finally finds some gold, and on his way to go cash out that gold, he comes across a bunch of Nazis and all hell breaks loose. So absolutely love that trailer. Went from a movie not even on my radar to a movie I was dying to go see. So this movie drops this past weekend. I go Friday night. Disappointment big time. Now, again, if you're interested in this movie and you think it looks good, I'm going to tell you to check it out, because I know several people that were really into the trailer that went to go see it and absolutely loved it. So maybe I'm the minority, but what I can tell you from my little clique is that I thought it was meh. Geeky Pat thought it was meh. Peeps thought it was meh. So, you know, Friggins hasn't seen it yet, but in our little movie clique, it's got a meh going on, which doesn't strike very high. My problem with this movie is, you know, I just feel, and I hate to say this because this is something I argue with people about all the time, especially Friggins and Peeps, is about trailers, right? They're the type of guys that are like, yo, I don't really want to watch any trailers. Maybe I'll watch the first teaser and then I won't watch anything else. And I'm always like, just watch the trailer, man. Trailers don't give you away that much stuff, right? I always look at it this way. You got an hour and a half, 2 hour movie. You watch a 2 minute trailer. How much is it really giving away, really, at the end of the day, right? That's my philosophy on it. But every once in a while, a movie comes along and does a trailer that really does kind of give it all away. And that's what I felt about Sisu. I felt that everything good in this movie was in the Red Band trailer. All the good kills, all the good moments, and anything outside the action was super boring in this movie. Really, really boring. The movie's only an hour and a half, and I checked my watch a dozen times. Like, is this thing almost over yet? And it dragged. And I'm like, dude, for a movie that's an hour 30, why is it dragging? It should not do that, especially for an action flick. And again, like I said, got some peeps on Twitter that were like, oh my God, Sisu was everything I wanted it to be. And I'm happy for them. But for me, this was a letdown. All the good moments are in the trailer, and I didn't find anything else really enjoyable outside of that. So at the end of the day, I got to give this movie 2 out of 5 stars. It was just aight. Okay? Now, we're going to go from that to something even worse, because I finally got around to watching Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. Now, before I begin, I, of course, did not think this movie was going to be good by any stretch of the imagination. But this movie sucks. The premise is stupid as hell, right? You basically have this little animated sequence in the beginning of the film talking about, you know, typical Winnie the Pooh stuff, right? Christopher Robin in the woods making friends with Pooh and his friends, and everything's happy-go-lucky. Well, then Christopher Robin grows up and he decides to head to college, and he abandons his old friends. So Pooh and Piglet start to embrace their inner monsters. That's right, man. They get desperate. There's no food. They become cannibals. They taste blood, and they want more of it. Yeah, so they basically go feral, and all hell breaks loose. This movie sucks. It sucks. And I mean, it not even in a fun way. And that's what I was hoping to get out of it. I didn't mind if the movie sucked. I just wanted it to be fun. I wanted to see some cool, fun kills and have a decent little fun story. Because I don't need much in horror. But this movie fucking sucks. It bad. The only positive thing I will give this movie is most of the chicks in this film are hot as hell. So congratulations on the casting director on picking some hot chicks for this movie. But outside of that, this movie sucks. So I don't know, man. This is one of those things that it's like, you know, Winnie the Pooh is now public domain. People can do whatever they want with it. News broke this week that they're looking to do an R-rated Christopher Robin television show where, you know, he's grown up, Pooh's grown up, and, you know, they're not murderers like in this movie, but it's going to be kind of like Ted, right? Like where they're just foul-mouthed and vulgar, and I don't know, man. It's crazy to see what people are going to do with this kind of franchise. I know they're trying to make this thing into some kind of universe. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But I cannot in any way recommend Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. I give this movie 1 out of 5 stars. Okay, the next thing I want to talk about real quick, and I teetered on, do I talk about it as a movie or do I talk about it as a television show? I decided to move it into the TV section because it's only 55 minutes long, and I really can't say that this would count as a movie at 55 minutes. And this is the new Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Once and Always. This was a reunion movie that kind of brought back that original 90s cast, which I'm a kid of the 90s, and this is my Power Rangers, right? Tommy, Jason, Kimberly, you know, Billy, Zach, I mean, the Trinity. These are my Power Rangers, right? Rita Repulsa, Lord Zedd, Zordon. So when I saw they were doing this reunion movie, I was like, you know, okay, cool nostalgia. Let's check it out, right? Oh, God, this thing sucks too. It sucks so bad. And I don't know if it's just because I've aged out of this, because I was sitting here watching this being like, was this always this bad when I watched it as a kid? And I'm sure it was, right? It's Morphin time. And they're just, yeah, yeah, jaw, blah. Like, just the fighting was cheesy. Everything was cheesy. The graphics were cheesy. It just didn't work for me. And the story was cheesy because they tried to do this heartfelt reunion, have it be the original Power Rangers. But here's the problem. They only have the blue and black ranger. Because the Red Ranger's in jail. That dude's doing fraud. Tommy, which we know now, you know, Jason David Frank, he's passed away. But supposedly he was alive when they started to put this together. And he actually passed on it. Which is crazy because Jason David Frank did everything Power Rangers related. So why would he pass on this? But he passed. And then Kimberly, The actress that plays Kimberly, the Pink Ranger, she passed on this as well, too. So they try to do this makeshift story where you just don't see the red, green, or pink Rangers take their helmet off. And then something happens that kind of gets them out of the story. And they have to try to continue the story. Of course, the Yellow Ranger, Trinity, the actress that played her, she passed away a long time ago. So they actually basically kill her off in this little mini special and kind of pass the torch to her daughter on the show. So I see where the heart was at, and I appreciate the effort, but it didn't work. This thing sucked, and it was cheesy as hell, and I got to give it 1 out of 5 stars. So that's that. Okay, so on to real TV. My big new show that came out this weekend that I jumped right into is Fatal Attraction. Yes, this is based on the movie from the 80s with Michael Douglas and Glenn Close. But this time you have Joshua Jackson and you have Lizzie Kaplan. I love Lizzie Kaplan, so I was sold. I love the story of Fatal Attraction, right? You got a married man, very career-driven, real good dude, right? Father, everything. And then he meets this chick and he falls into the prey, has an affair, and then she starts to go a little cuckoo, and we're off to the races. So this is a Paramount Plus original. They dropped the first 3 episodes. I've only watched the first 2, but I really like it. I really like it. I really dig it. And I like the way it's going, especially by the end of episode 2. You know, episode 1's just the pilot's kind of setting things up. 2 gets it going and ends on a good note. So here we go, baby. Check out Fatal Attraction on Paramount Plus. And then lastly, this, sorry, I was looking at my notes and my handwriting got so sloppy, I didn't even know what the hell I wrote down. My next thing for TV shows is the Marvel Legends series. We've talked about this multiple times on this show. Marvel Legends is a recap show that is on Disney Plus. So every time a new Disney Plus show comes out or a new movie drops from Marvel, they do a Legends episode. So this Friday, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 drops. So, of course, it was time for some Guardians Legends episodes. They dropped episodes for Star-Lord, Gamora, Rocket, Groot, Nebula, and Kraglin. So a good handful of the Guardians right there. Some of you might be wondering, why wasn't Drax or Mantis on this? Well, when they did the holiday special back in December, they actually did Legends episodes for Drax and Mantis. So that was only a couple months back, so they decided to not do those again. So we get the core crew right there. So really good recaps to kind of get ready for Guardians 3. I actually just rewatched Guardians 1 on Sunday, and I just rewatched Guardians 2 earlier today. So I am ready to go for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 going on Thursday to the preview night in IMAX. Super, super excited for that one there, man. Love Guardians of the Galaxy. So there you guys go. That's the television and movies that we got this week. Sisu, now in theaters, 2 out of 5 stars. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, now on VOD, 1 out of 5 stars. We got the Power Rangers Once and Always special over on Netflix. If I had to give it a rating, 1 out of 5 stars, maybe 1.5. Just out of nostalgia. We got Fatal Attraction over on Paramount Plus, and we have the Marvel Legends episodes for the Guardians that is over on Disney Plus as well. Okay. That's what we got there. Let's talk box office, guys. Coming in at number... Actually, we're going to start at number 11 this week. And the only reason is because it's a new release. And it's always very sad when a new release can't even crack the top 10. Number 11 was Big George Foreman. That's right. The new George Foreman biopic only made $3 million and came in at number 11. And barely ahead of it is my big movie of the week, Sisu. So it looks like most people weren't that excited for this one either. Sisu only comes in at number 10 and only makes a $3.25 million. Number 9 is The Covenant. Number 8 is Ponyan Selvan Part 2. Number 7 is Air. Number 6 is Dungeons & Dragons, which hits VOD today. Number five, Return of the Jedi, coming back in theaters for its 40th anniversary and coming in number five. Congratulations. That's really, really awesome there. It was not playing at my local theater, which made me really bummed. I was going to go watch it this weekend. Number four was John Wick Chapter 4. Number three is another debut. It was Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. So nice little debut there at number three. Number two is Evil Dead Rise, still raking in that money, son. And number one, once again, the unbeatable Super Mario Brothers movie. That's right, number one again. So enjoy it while it lasts, because we know Guardians is going to bump it out of that top spot starting this Thursday. So, but amazing stuff for Super Mario Brothers, which also crossed $1 billion mark. So we knew we would get there. It's still the biggest movie of the year. Congratulations there. So with that being said, that's our box office, and let's get on over to our news of the week. All right, so remember that while I go through the news headlines, if you'd like to learn about anything more or watch any of the trailers we talk about, the main spot you should be going to is our Twitter page. Even if you don't have Twitter, go to twitter.com/amiontheair. And subscribe to the feed, bookmark the feed. You're going to get everything you need right there. So let's get into it. Again, if you missed that Equalizer 3 trailer last week, that Red Band one, we posted it again. It's fantastic. Make sure you check that one out. I am really, really love that trailer. Big time. We have character posters for The Little Mermaid. They're pretty awesome, so check those out. That's up on our Instagram as well too. We have the little teaser trailer for And Just Like That season 2. That's the Sex and the City spinoff. It's coming back very soon over on Max. Chris Pine joining Disney's next animated film Wish, so he's joined that voice cast. We have the trailer for Next Goal Wins, which is Taika Waititi's new movie. This actually looks pretty funny, man. I was actually surprised. I wasn't even that interested in watching the trailer, and then I did, and I was like, okay, I like this. So check out the trailer for Next Goal Wins. We also have the trailer for Robots. This is Shailene Woodley and Jack Whitehall. It's their new sci-fi rom-com. The Pope's Exorcist 2. That's right. They are working on a sequel already to the Russell Crowe movie. I didn't even think it was that big of a hit, but somehow they're moving into a sequel. We don't know anything about it, though. We don't know if they're bringing anybody back. Is Russell Crowe coming back? We don't know nothing other than a sequel is in development. A Batman animated feature and spinoff has been picked up by Amazon Studios. We have the trailer for A Haunting in Venice, which is the new Hercule Poirot movie, which, of course, you know, he had Murder on the Orient Express, he had Death on the Nile, and now this is the third film that's going to be in his little trilogy of the detective. So yeah, check out the trailer for A Haunting in Venice. We also have the trailer for Strange Way of Life, starring Pedro Pascal and Ethan Hawke. We have the trailer for Black Mirror Season 6. Coming in June, I believe, to Netflix. Very excited about this. I love Black Mirror. It's been a long-ass time. They're crazy-ass episodes, but I'm so down. They get big stars to do these things. If you've never watched Black Mirror, go check it out. I implore you, check it out and get ready for Season 6 of Black Mirror coming very soon. Kid Cudi is set to lead Sony's new zombie action comedy called Hell Nah. So very cool there. Vacation Friends is Vacation Friends 2 with John Cena and Lil Rel Howery. This was a big, big hit for Hulu back in 2021. Super funny movie. I didn't even know. I knew they were making a sequel. I didn't know they were finished with it already. This movie comes out in August. In August. So we're probably going to see a trailer here pretty soon. Gets me excited. I can't wait to see Vacation Friends 2 coming to Hulu in August. We have the trailer for EXO Kitty. This is the spinoff show of All the Boys I've Loved coming to Netflix. The Fall Guy. The trailer for The Fall Guy was previewed at CinemaCon. We talked about CinemaCon on last week's show as well, too. It was still going on for the rest of the week. And yeah, they checked out The Fall Guy trailer, and I heard great things. I heard it has Bullet Train vibes, which is really, really cool. Vin Diesel over at CinemaCon announced that the next and final Fast movie, right? Because we got Fast 10, Fast X coming out in just a couple weeks. And then they've already announced that they're doing an 11th one, right? Which was always set up to be kind of the end game to the Infinity War of the Fast and Furious franchise. And it sounds like the next movie will be called Fast X Part 2. So it does sound like it's going to be a two-part movie. Because Fast X cannot be contained when you got that much family. But yeah, Fast X Part 2 coming in 2025. So they're going to take just a year off, and then we'll be back with Fast X. We got the CinemaCon wrap-up for Focus Features, talking about new looks at Asteroid City, Drive Away Dolls, and a whole bunch more, so check that out if you're interested. Universal, we got their wrap-up, talking about their films like Migration, Kung Fu Panda 4, Trolls, Band Together, so check that out. The Exorcist, the new Exorcist sequel that they are filming, is officially titled The Exorcist Believer, and the first footage was debuted at CinemaCon as well. Check that out to find out more details. Christopher Nolan's latest epic blast off at CinemaCon with new details and footage for Oppenheimer. Check out that article if you'd like to know a little bit more. CinemaCon had Disney's Little Mermaid footage to check out. Apple TV Plus dropped the first trailer for Platonic, which is the new Seth Rogen, Rose Byrne show that they're doing together. Of course, they did Neighbors together, part one and two. They have great chemistry together, and basically they play platonic friends that are best friends, and how he comes in and disrupts her married life and everything that she's doing. I love this trailer. It was hilarious, and I'm super down. I'm telling you guys, Apple TV Plus knows how to make TV shows, so I am ready. Pretty cool little fun fact, Zack Snyder gave Michael Shannon his blessing to reprise his General Zod role for The Flash, so that's pretty cool there. I love that. Some of the stars for Black Mirror Season 6, Aaron Paul, Anjana Vasan, Annie Murphy, Clara Rugard, Josh Harnett, Kate Mara, Muhala Harold, Papa Essidu, Rob Delaney, Salma Hayek, Samuel Blenken, and Zazie Beetz. That's right, man. So, like I said, Season 6 coming in June. Bob Hart's Abishola. It was renewed for another season, but the twist is 11 of the series regulars have been demoted to just reoccurring characters before they start doing Season 5. So, I don't watch this show, but that sounds pretty crazy for 11 regulars to be demoted to reoccurring characters. Not sure what they're up to, but just so you know, in case you watch that show. Red Table Talk has been canceled as Facebook Watch is going to end its original programming. So I didn't even know anybody watched Facebook Watch, but yes, I know a lot of people watch Red Table Talk. So that one going by its wayside. I wouldn't be surprised to see like a YouTube or a Roku, something pick that up, you know, Freevee, Pluto, right? I can see them picking that stuff up. Bob Odenkirk is joining The Bear Season 2 in a little guest role, so that's pretty cool there. Let's see. Chad Michael Murray and Scott Patterson are returning to the CW as the network acquires a new Canadian drama called Sullivan's Crossing. So that'll be coming to the CW here soon. We have the trailer for Mayans MC for the final season, so check that out. American Horror Story Season 12 has added Cara Delevingne to the cast, so nice little addition there. Amy Sherman Palladino and Daniel Palladino, they're working on their next Amazon series now that Mrs. Maisel is come and gone, but they're still sticking around with Amazon Prime, and they're going to make their next series over there with them. Let's see here. Tyler Perry's Sistas over on BET gets a May premiere date for Season 6, and we have the exclusive trailer for that. Wicked dazzled CinemaCon with its first footage of Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo from the first footage that they showed for Wicked. Now, Wicked's not coming out for a while, but yeah, I heard everybody that watched this footage absolutely loved it. So people that aren't even into musicals. So I've heard some really, really good things there. So that's awesome. Let's see here. Dakota Fanning is set to star in Ishana Knight's Ishana Night Shyamalan, her debut, The Watchers. That's right. That's M. Night Shyamalan's daughter, and she's doing a new supernatural thriller. And Dakota Fanning has joined the cast over there for that. We have your daytime Emmy nominations for 2023, so check that out if you're interested. Joel Kinnaman is set to star in Neil Blomkamp's new alien abduction thriller called They Found Us. Gamora, that's right, over on Guardians. I don't, you know, an article came out talking to Zoe Saldana, and she revealed that she is done with the role of Gamora in the Guardians of the Galaxy franchise. She says, I don't think this is the end for the Guardians, but it is the end for me for Gamora. So, I can kind of see it. Like, if you really think about the story of Gamora, and you think about the fact that the real Gamora that we all grew to love in Guardians 1 and 2 died in Infinity War, right? When Thanos threw her off the cliff. That the version we're seeing of Gamora in this movie is the Gamora from the past that hasn't really forged that relationship with these Guardians. So I can see her going on a mission with them and then being like, peace out. And just leaving at the end and being like, this isn't for me. I'm not in love with you, Peter. Like, you're not my dude. And I can't sit here with you guys. I'm going to go do my own thing. And that writes her out of the, you know, Marvel world. So I do know that she's been kind of done for a while now. I saw an article with James Gunn talking about how there was a moment there they almost killed her off in Guardians 2. That she was going to be the one to sacrifice herself for to save Peter. And then they ended up changing it to Yondu. So very interesting stuff. And in the article, he talks about how Zoe told him right away, like, I only want to do this for a couple movies. Like, I don't want to be tied into this forever. You know, and we've heard Zoe talk about that in the recent years about so much of her time being tied to these blockbusters, right? Between Avatar and Marvel, she's like, hasn't had much time to do other stuff. So I can understand, and it just kind of sucks because I absolutely love her as Gamora. So we'll see what happens. All right. Dune Part 2 showed some stuff at CinemaCon. A lot of people loved it, said it was like, it looked like an epic war movie. The director, Denis Villeneuve, says that Part 1 was more of a contemplative movie. Part 2 is an action-packed epic war movie. It's much more dense. We went to all new locations. And that's supposedly what the footage said. It's like, yeah, Part 1 is a lot of setup. It's a lot of talking. It's very slow. That's why I hated the first one. That's why I struggled to stay awake during that first one, because it was so... but yeah, they're saying, dude, Part 2, balls to the wall. So maybe they'll win me over with Part 2. So we'll see. The good news is, for those of you waiting to see some stuff from this, we debuted the poster today for Dune Part 2. And tomorrow drops the first teaser trailer for it. So stay tuned. Keep a look at our socials to check out that trailer when it drops tomorrow. I don't know if it's the same one from CinemaCon, but at least we're going to get something tomorrow. All right. Jerry Springer. Very sad news. Jerry Springer passed away the other day at the age of 79. You know, what's kind of crazy with Jerry passing away is, as it dawned on me, you know, at the end of every episode, I tell you guys to take care of yourselves and each other. That is a Jerry Springer line right there that came to me one day when I was thinking, how do I really sign off on this podcast? And I love that, right? I used to watch Jerry Springer after school and stuff all the time back in the day. And I used to love that no matter how crazy his show got, how much balls to the wall stuff was going on, the end of the show, he always gave his little monologue and he said, take care of yourselves and each other. And I've carried that tradition on. So very sad to see him pass away at 79 years old. Jerry, we're all chanting that for you, man. We'll miss you and we love you, and you know, thoughts and prayers to family and friends. All right, We've been waiting for some new stuff for Transformers, and we finally got it. That's right. We got the new poster, which looks awesome, for Transformers Rise of the Beast, and we finally got the new trailer. The movie hits theaters on June 9th. I love this new trailer. I'm so excited for this movie. It's a different kind of Transformers movie, you know, because we have the Maximals and the Primals and the Terracons and all kinds of stuff, dude. I'm super, super excited for that. Twisted Metal, baby. I'm so excited for this. Peacock. We talked about this probably over a year ago at this point, that Peacock was going to do a Twisted Metal TV show based on the video game. I used to play this game on PlayStation and PS2. I remember on the little gray PS1 playing this game after school every day and then playing it on PS2. I loved Twisted Metal, man. And yes, we're getting the show with Anthony Mackie. They released the first poster, and then they also released a little teaser trailer. I was disappointed because they made a whole big thing about, you know, trailer drops tomorrow. But then I saw another thing that said, no, we're just doing a first look. So I was like, okay, I'll back off a little bit on my disappointment because it's very teasery. It's short. I don't even think it's a minute. You just kind of get a real quick glimpse. It comes out this summer. So I'm excited. Very, very excited for Twisted Metal, the TV show. All righty. Kristen Bell and Adam Brody will star in a new comedy created by Aaron Foster. In the series, Bell plays an outspoken, antagonistic woman who falls in love with a charming rabbi played by Brody, totally upending his safe life plan. This is going to be coming soon to Netflix. Over at CinemaCon again, they dropped the first poster and the first teaser trailer for the new Hunger Games. The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, hitting theaters November 17th. We got the poster. We got the trailer up. Make sure you check it out. It's pretty cool, man. It's a prequel to The Hunger Games that we all know and love. The new Smurfs movie, that's right. I don't know why, but they're doing another Smurfs movie, and they've cast Rihanna as Smurfette. So no more Katy Perry over there. We're moving on to Rihanna, na, na, na. New Street Fighter movie has found its directors. That's right. You don't know their names. It's a pair of up and coming directors, but I'm just glad to see that a Street Fighter movie is actually moving along. Over at CinemaCon, Jack Black came to it and he said, you know, we don't have a trailer for Kung Fu Panda 4, so I'm going to tell you about it. And he basically described what was going on in the movie, which I thought was pretty funny. James Gunn gives a little DCU update on Static Shock and some other characters. He says that he does definitely still plan on using these characters. So, hey, that's a good sign for those of you that have been wondering. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. A lot of people have been bugging me, you know, when's this one going to hit Disney Plus? This officially hits Disney Plus on May 17th. So there you go, man. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, the first film of Phase 5. Finally hits, because it's been on digital for several weeks, but it finally is going to hit Disney Plus on May 17th, so get ready for that. All right, we have the trailer for Wish. We talked about this one earlier. This is the one Chris Pine just joined. Ariana DeBose is also leading the voice work on this one here, so it's Disney's next fantasy movie. Check out the trailer to Wish. It's official. The Dodgeball sequel is in development with Vince Vaughn returning. We've been talking about this one for the last couple months. He said he had an idea. He's been pitching it. It's a go, baby. We're getting that Dodgeball sequel. Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning. We heard some amazing footage was shown at CinemaCon as well, too. Check out the article if you want to know more. As well as A Quiet Place Day One, so you get to see some of the prequel stuff. We did not get to see these trailers. A lot of these trailers for CinemaCon were just shown to the audience, but they have descriptions that you can read to find out more info. Same thing with the teaser trailer for Killers of the Flower Moon. That's Martin Scorsese's new movie. They showed the first footage for that. Of course, Paramount did Transformers Rise of the Beast and the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem over there. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 already had its press screening, and the reactions are phenomenal, man. A lot of people saying this is the favorite of the trilogy, that it's so funny, that it's got heart, that the MCU is back. I mean, just great, great feedback. I'm so excited for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. I'm so psyched to go see this movie Thursday. All right, so we know that what's his name? Timothy Chalamet is going to be doing a Bob Dylan biopic. And now it looks like Top Gun Maverick actress Monica Barbaro, who I thought was awesome in Top Gun Maverick, she's in final talks to join Timothy Chalamet in the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown. Barbaro will play Joan Baez, the singer and activist who performed Blowin' in the Wind at the Newport Folk Festival in 1965. All right. At CinemaCon, John Krasinski shared a casting update for his upcoming fantasy film, If. The project has added Emily Blunt, Matt Damon, Jon Stewart, Maya Rudolph, and Sam Rockwell to the cast. And this is in addition to joining Ryan Reynolds, Awkwafina, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, and more. So hell of a stack cast, man. Congratulations there. They also talked about a Transformers animated movie that's going to be coming out next year. It's going to be called Transformers 1. It's a prequel movie where Optimus meets Megatron, how they were friends, and then became the mortal enemies of the Autobots and Decepticons. And the voice cast, dude, Chris Hemsworth is going to be Optimus Prime. Brian Tyree Henry is going to be Megatron. You got Scarlett Johansson, Keegan-Michael Key, Lawrence Fishburne, and John Hamm. Hell of a cast here for Transformers 1. So very cool there. I can't wait to hear what Chris Hemsworth sounds like as Optimus Prime. Before time began, there was the cube. Roll out. So that's my Optimus, but I didn't get the gig, unfortunately. Jamie Lee Curtis and Sarah Michelle Gellar, along with Halle Berry, are going to be among the MTV Movie and TV Award presenters. So there you go. July 27th, that is the date for Twisted Metal. So there you go right there, getting that first little look there. And it will start streaming on Peacock July 27th. Okay, moving along. We got a Fast X video with a little featurette talking about Jason Momoa's Dante character. We have the Red Band trailer for Wrath of Becky, which of course previews the new bloody sequel. We got some Dune Part 2 photos that you can check out with your first looks at Florence Pugh and Austin Butler. Warrior Season 3 teaser trailer as it gets ready to come back over on Max. Elizabeth Olsen talking about Wanda, of course, again in the MCU, that she would love to come back, but she really says, you know, hey, everything's up in the air. I haven't really heard anything, so that seems to be her MO. Every time someone asks her about that, for sure. Bass Reeves gets a new title and has cast Donald Sutherland. So Donald Sutherland has joined the cast of the upcoming Bass Reeves show that is in the works over at Paramount Plus. Buddy Game sequel. Man, this is another movie that I'm like, I can't believe this got a sequel. It's Josh Duhamel's little direct-to-video movie that came out a couple years ago that was not very good. It's getting a sequel, Buddy Game Spring Awakening. They've already filmed this thing, dude. And we have the first trailer for it, so check it out. We also have the trailer for Maggie Moores. That's Jon Hamm and Tina Fey, new dark comedy that they got going on. White Men Can't Jump, the new reboot movie with Cinquia Walls and Jack Harlow, is going to be going straight to Hulu and hitting them on May 19th. Looks like some more rewrites are happening on the Blade movie as they've just hired True Detective creator Nick Pizzolatto. He's coming on to help write Blade now. Dude, what is wrong with this Blade script? This is like so many people are getting their hand at this thing. It is insane. Cillian Murphy, rumored to be reprising his Tron Legacy role for the upcoming Tron Ares that they're putting together. Damon Lindelof says that he was asked to walk away from his Star Wars project. His project supposedly was the one that is now going to be the movie with Rey, with Daisy Ridley coming back. And supposedly in his version, it was going to take place like 60 years after Rise of the Skywalker. So it was going to be an older Rey, maybe played by like a Helen Mirren, something like that. And Disney wasn't going for it, man. They were like, now we're getting Daisy back. Let's just redo the script. So there you go. Bad Boys 4 is currently filming and they've added Ian Gruffudd to the cast. That's the original Reed Richards over here from those original two Fantastic Four movies. But yes, he's joined the cast. So very cool there. Gladiator 2, bringing back Connie Nielsen and also adding Stranger Things star Joseph Quinn to the cast. In another sequel I didn't know was coming, Liam Neeson, Ice Road 2. Ice Road was his Netflix film that actually sucked. And I like Liam Neeson, but I did not like Ice Road. But Ice Road 2 is coming back behind the wheel for a sequel set in the Himalayas. Taye Diggs and Keisha Sharp are set to star in BET Plus's Love and Murder, Atlanta Playboy. Okay. We talked about Super Mario crossing its milestone of 1 billion. So congratulations. That's awesome right there. Kristen Ritter says she is open to returning as Jessica Jones in the MCU, and we would all love to have her back. Adam McKay's next project, Average Height, Average Build, is going straight to Netflix. The Morning Show has been renewed for season 4, even though season 3 hasn't even aired yet, so they're that confident in it. So coming back for season 4, I really like The Morning Show, so glad to hear that they're picking that back up. Let's see here. So I'm just going through some box office stuff we already talked about. Don't want to repeat myself. Sylvester Stallone coming back for a sequel to a movie I never would have expected. Cliffhanger. That's right. He is doing a sequel to Cliffhanger from 1993. I love Cliffhanger. I think it's a great movie. John Lithgow is the villain. I love Cliffhanger. Never in a million years did I think we'd get a sequel to this movie. So I don't know, man. We'll see what happens. It must have a great idea here, but Sylvester Stallone coming back for Cliffhanger 2. James Gunn says that they have a wait-and-see approach for Ezra Miller's DCU future, so we'll see. Supposedly, Marvel and the rumor side would love to do a Silver Surfer, either Disney Plus show or movie, but they said it would be after the Fantastic Four movies, so we'll see what happens with Silver Surfer. Pedro Pascal has joined Gladiator 2. Man, they are really starting to stack that cast. Congratulations there. All right, Only Murders in the Building Season 3. They just finished filming this thing. I didn't even think it would come out this year, but it's actually going to return on August 8th. That's right. So there you go, man. They just wrapped production a week ago, and this thing's already coming out in August. So Hulu loves this show, and I still got to get caught up. I'm still on season one. I'm like midway through season one and just got completely sidetracked from the show. Deadpool 3, Rob Delaney coming back. That's right. He is reprising his X-Force role. X-Force. I love Rob Delaney. He's so funny in Deadpool 2. So funny as hell to see him come back for that. The Diplomat, already getting renewed for season 2. This is the new show starring Kerry Russell over on Netflix. I think it's only been out for a week or so, and it's already been renewed for season 2, so congratulations. Blade Runner 2099 cast, Jodie Comer, who was attached at one point, is no longer attached to the project, so I'm very interesting. I wonder why. Wonder Man cast, Josh Gad is joining the MCU Disney Plus series, so that's awesome right there. Jason Reitman is set to direct a Saturday Night Live movie about the very first episode, so that sounds cool and fun. Taika Waititi is set to direct Clara and the Sun. He's going to adapt that novel. The Alien TV series has added Sydney Chandler to the cast, so welcome, and that should be pretty cool there. Fantastic Four rumors have Adam Driver, Margot Robbie, Paul Mescal, and more cast in the upcoming Marvel film. That's right. It is a lot of rumors going around on Fantastic Four, man. People are just all over the place with this thing. Who's in? Who's out? What's going on? Yeah, Margot Robbie is the latest one that they think she's going to play Sue Storm, the Invisible Woman. Paul Mescal has been rumored for Johnny Storm. Adam Driver, of course, has been rumored for a while for Reed. So we'll see. We'll see. I'm starting to hear rumors that the cast is locked in. And we'll see if they make it to Comic-Con or if it leaks earlier than that. The Witchboard remake is moving forward, and Madison Iceman has joined the cast of the new Chuck Russell film. The Writers Guild of America is striking. This strike has been something that has been on the agenda. It's been on the horizon, and it's officially happened today. That's right. At midnight, the clock struck. They are on strike. Everybody was on the picket line today. Nobody is writing anything for anyone right now. So some shows are being canceled. projects are being delayed and we're only one day into this thing. So hopefully they do what's important. They pay these people the money they deserve and everybody gets back to business. Bosch Legacy has been renewed for season 3, again, ahead of the season 2 premiere. So congratulations there. That's always a good sign again. The Connors possibly could end with season 6. Not official, but it could. It could. It's definitely a possibility, says the executive producer. We have your streaming guide for May. Everything coming and going to Netflix, Apple TV+, Disney+, HBO Max, Hulu, Paramount+, Peacock, Prime Video. Everything coming and going. Check it out to find out. 911 Lone Star renewed for season 5 over at Fox. Congratulations. I love 911 Lone Star. Glad to see it coming back. In funny news, the original 911 show also renewed for a season 7, but not staying on Fox where it's always been. It's going to actually move to ABC. Yep. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, or should I say 9-1-1? But yeah, so 911 Lone Star staying at Fox for season 5, the original 911 renewed for season 7, but going to ABC. Miles Heiser is set to star as a gay Marine in the new Netflix dramedy coming from Norman Lear. Vera Farmiga has also been cast. Reacher, The Summer I Turned Pretty, and The Wheel of Time. Those Amazon originals are also going to stream on Freevee. Bosch vet Jamie Hector has confirmed to headline undercover J. Edgar spinoff. A spinoff about Harry's former partner, Detective Jerry Edgar. So there you go there. Netflix's Monster Season 2 is going to cover the Menendez brothers. So there you go there. Remember, Ryan Murphy says they're going to do it as an anthology series. They did Jeffrey Dahmer for season 1. They're going to do the Menendez brothers for season 2. Zoe Deutsch is joining Nicholas Hoult and Clint Eastwood's new legal drama, Juror Number 2. Like I said, we got that new Dune poster. Check it out. November 3rd, 2023 is when the movie drops. And like I said, the new trailer tomorrow. Manifest. A lot of you have been wondering when Manifest will be back on Netflix. In a month, June 2nd, baby. So there you go. Just 1 month until the end is calling. Manifest's final episodes land on Netflix June 2nd. Also debuting today is the Gran Turismo movie. That's right. The new trailer dropped and it looks awesome. I heard good things about this at CinemaCon. I love this trailer. I thought it was great. I like the way they're telling the story. So very, very cool, man. Check out that trailer. Air. One of the best movies of the year, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, about the Air Jordan. Awesome, awesome movie. It's been in theaters for a month. It's doing great. It is an Amazon Prime movie, though. A lot of people didn't know that. It was just going to go straight to streaming, and then Prime said, nah, let's get it out in theaters for a little while. Well, they've announced today that Air will hit Prime Video in just about a week on May 12th. So in about 10 days, you'll be able to watch Air on Prime Video. So very, very cool there. James Gunn was asked about the Black Superman movies that have been rumored, and he says, if we do move forward with it, it will be an Elseworlds project. So no duh there. I mean, we kind of thought that, but now we know for sure. Paul Mescal and Jesse Buckley are in talks for Chloe Zhao's new movie, Hamnet. House of the Dragon Season 2 will not be impacted by the WGA strike because they said all the episodes have already been pre-written. So very cool there. Got an article up with Ben Affleck talking about some of the stuff that he had planned for his Batman movie if he was going to go through with that solo movie, especially what he was going to do with Deathstroke. Guardians of the Galaxy 3 expected to end Super Mario's 4-week box office run with about $120 million debut. SNL has canceled Pete Davidson's hosted episode due to the writer's strike. So there you go. Man can't write scripts if they're on strike. So no SNL this weekend hosted by Pete Davidson. Also, all the late night talk shows have gone dark as the strike has begun. So The Tonight Show, all those late night shows have gone dark. F-Boy Island Season 3, CW eyes a fall premiere for the reality dating series. Dancing with the Stars went to, it was always on ABC, then last season it went to Disney+. after just one season on Disney Plus is going back to ABC, baby. So make up your mind. Make up your mind. That's where Dancing with the Stars will be. The 2023 Tony Award nominations came out today, so make sure you check that out if you are interested. And on that note, my friends, that's it for me. That is the end of our show. Man, we went longer than I thought. I don't feel like I had that many reviews, and somehow we're closing in on 50 minutes right now. So I'm going to get on out of here. Thank you guys for listening. Let's do some quick shout-outs. AmiOnTheAir.com is our official webpage. Bookmark it. It's got everything you need right there. Links to all the socials, everything. Make sure you give us a like on Facebook, facebook.com/AmiOnTheAir. Please give us a like. Follow us on Twitter at AmiOnTheAir. Follow me on Twitter at DXDonMega. Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Pandora. We're on everything. Make sure you subscribe wherever you like to listen to podcasts. Make sure you follow us on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. All just search Am I on the Air in one word, and you should be able to find us. Shout out to our great affiliates at Red Dragons Radio and the Pop Culture Pros. So make sure you listen. They always stream us on demand over on reddragonsradio.com. Follow on Twitter at Red Dragons Radio. And follow Pop Culture Pros at popculture_pros. And always appreciate them streaming us on demand. That'll do it for us here tonight, May the 2nd. We're getting ready for May the 4th, man. May the 4th be with you in just a couple of days, because that's when I'm going to be sitting down in my IMAX to check out Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, baby. So excited. So we'll be back next week talking Guardians, and we'll see what else floats our way. So take care of yourselves and each other, and until next time, y'all. Peace.
Bye, everybody. Thank you for listening. Red Dragons! Red Dragons!